Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Want to save some money on your car insurance? Well, of course you do. Laura Adams, a senior analyst with InsuranceQuotes.com, is going to talk about a recent study they did, which will show you how to reduce your car premiums and save some money. Also, it depends, of course, on where you live. And we're going to discuss how making a claim may affect your home insurance. You may be in for a surprise. Laura, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, this study is fascinating because there's a lot of money can be saved if you're willing to increase the deductible on your car insurance. So tell us a little bit about the nature of the study that you all just completed.
Right. Well, we always hear that raise your deductible and lower your premium. You know, it's kind of like a seesaw. Whenever you're raising those deductibles, it puts more of the financial burden on you as the consumer, and therefore the insurance company gives you a break on your premiums. So it's a great way to save money, but we've never really known exactly how much money. So the study that we did really took a deep dive into what's going on with this nationally, and then we also looked at it state by state to find out how much raising your deductible in different amounts can help you save money.
Well, I think one of the things that was really significant to me, for example, if you live in Massachusetts, you can save up to 19% by just increasing your deductible to $1,000.
Yes, Massachusetts came out at the top of the list, and so we're finding a really high savings rate there. And, you know, it's really interesting because we see states down at the bottom of the list where raising your deductible barely moves the needle. You know, it might only save you just a couple percent. So where you live, and that's probably the most surprising thing that we've got out of this study, is that where you live plays a huge role in the potential savings you can get.
Why would that be? Massachusetts drivers, what's going on in Massachusetts that makes it so different from a state that would only have 2% in savings?
Yeah, so one of the trends that we saw for the states that came out on top with some of the highest savings rates had to do with uninsured motorists in the state. Massachusetts happens to be a state that has very few uninsured motorists. In fact, they're one of the lowest in the nation. They only have 4% uninsured motorists on the road. And, you know, this just is probably playing a role into the potential savings here. Uninsured motorists can drive up your rates because they are a threat to the insurance company, they are a threat to drivers, and the states where we have more uninsured motorists, we tend to see more claims and higher claims. So we think that's working in Massachusetts residents' favor.
Okay, and so Massachusetts residents, it would really pay them to take a look. And I suppose the more you increase your deductible, the greater your savings. Now, was that 19% based on increasing the deductible to $1,000?
That's right. So getting up just the $500 increase from $500 up to $1,000 is going to save those residents as much as, you know, right over 19%. And if you want to go higher than that, if you're financially comfortable raising your deductible up to $2,000, we see states like Massachusetts are still at the top of the list. We see another state, South Dakota, at the top of the list there for going up to $2,000. Those residents are saving almost 28%.
Wow.
And again, we see very low rate of uninsured motorists in South Dakota. So that could be another reason, you know, it's kind of the similar thing we were talking about with Massachusetts, why they're coming out on top.
Well, here in the D.C. metropolitan area, what are you seeing in terms of savings for the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C.?
Yes, it's still pretty good, not quite as high as Massachusetts. But for the D.C. area, we're seeing savings in the range of 11 to 12%. So not bad. Virginia and Maryland residents are seeing slightly lower rates. Virginia is right at 9% savings, and Maryland is right in between 8 and 9% savings. So that's a pretty substantial amount of money that consumers can pocket, and that's just by going from 500 to 1,000. And that's the typical kind of bump up that we see. 500 is the most common deductible. So if you want to make a move in the right direction, you know, consider just going up to 1,000.
Well, the how far out is it going to be before you recap those? Let's say you're saving how much money a year average. Can you put that into dollar figures for us?
Right. So it's going to depend on the base rate where you're starting, of course.
And we see
that every state is so different. The average rates just really play a big difference, not only in the state where you live, but even in your zip code, where you live in the state. This has to do with things like what are the crime rates in those areas? What are the traffic patterns in those areas? So, unfortunately, I can't give you a hard number for those.
Okay.
It's going to depend on where you're starting from. But obviously, if you're paying a lot more money, you know, you've got a lot more to gain by kicking up that deductible.
Right. Well, I mean, certainly. Now, where can people find information on this study?
Yeah. So if they'll go to insurancequotes.com on our auto section, this study is there. And we've got the full breakdown of all the states. So it's pretty interesting to take a look at, you know, what's going on there and a lot more information about the study. We've got tons of free resources there for consumers. So it's a really, really nice resource.
Well, it is very interesting and refreshing to hear that what we've been being told generally, that you can save money by raising your deductible, you've just proven it.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the key for consumers is that even if you're in a state where the deductible savings is not that high, you know, it's still something. And you want to talk to your insurance company about it. Call either the company or the agent that you work with and have that discussion. You know, say I'm thinking about ways to save money if I were to raise my deductible. What does that really mean for me on an annual basis? And you'll want to find out if it's going to make an impact for you. But if it's a very small amount, if it's not much savings, you might be better off keeping that lower deductible.
Sure, because then you won't be out of pocket money. And that's basically what it means, right? It means how much you have to pay if your car is in an accident.
That's right. And so it's an important number because if you set the deductible too high, you could put yourself in a bit of an uncomfortable financial position if you've got to pay several thousand dollars out of pocket to make a repair. Mm-hmm. If you've got that amount in savings, I recommend, you know, definitely increasing your deductible. But this is going to be different for everyone since each of our financial situations is different. If you don't necessarily keep that amount in savings and it would be a very tough, you know, burden for you to come up with that money, you really want to think carefully, you know, about kicking it up too high.
Yeah, I mean that's really the thing. It's a personal decision that people have to make. Sit down and take a look at the state of your finances. But difficult would it be for you if you had to come up with a difference between $500 and $1,000? So, and there will be savings. There will be savings over time. So I guess it's kind of a balancing act for consumers to decide. Give us the website again, please, Laura.
Yeah, so consumers can visit insurancequotes.com and just click on the auto section of the website, and you'll see all kinds of studies that we've done about auto insurance, and there are lots of tools and calculators to help consumers make smart decisions.
Okay, let's just take a break to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Laura Adams. She's a senior analyst with InsuranceQuote.com, and we've been talking about a recent study which indicates you can save a significant amount of money in your car insurance if you can increase your deductible up to $1,000. And, of course, that's a personal financial decision for people to make. Okay, so do you give them information on other types of insurance? When should you have collision? What is the deductible now? That has to do with what kind of damage you do to somebody else. Is that correct?
So, right, these deductibles apply to two of the parts of your coverage. We want to think about auto insurance as sort of a package of coverages. And so you've got collision and comprehensive. These are the coverages that are going to keep you safe if you damage someone else's vehicle or if something happens to your car, maybe a tree falls on your car or you hit an animal on the road. These are the types of coverages that the comprehensive is there for. And those deductibles are going to be taken sort of right off the top. So you've got to pay those deductibles right out of pocket before the insurance company will cover any of your claims on either comprehensive or collision.
Now,
they don't apply to liability. I just wanted to say that most people don't really think about the liability part of their coverage as well. There is no deductible on liability.
Okay, and that's what you could be sued if you're in the wrong in an accident. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So let's say you're in an accident and someone finds you at fault, perhaps for medical injuries, and you get involved in a lawsuit, the liability is there to protect you from your potential financial loss in a lawsuit.
Okay. So we have collision, which is damage we do to someone else, and we have comprehensive, which is damage done to our car.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you were talking about these deductibles, are you talking about the $1,000 deductible across the board?
That's right. Most people typically use the same deductible for both coverages, but this is kind of a little known fact. You can actually change those deductibles for each of the coverages. So you could have a slightly different deductible for your collision than mm-hmm. for comprehensive.
Oh, okay.
And that's another thing to talk to your agent or company about. Some folks choose to drop their collision coverage if they have an older car. You know, maybe they have a car that they really don't, you know, if they had a little bit of damage on it, they're okay with that, or the car is really not worth that much to begin with. You may not even have collision coverage on an older vehicle. So that's why those coverages are split out with different deductibles.
I see. Okay. All right. So it's really important to analyze your situation, your vehicle, how much money you can afford to risk up front. A lot of factors go into that. But then ultimately, you can save a good deal of money.
Absolutely.
That's what makes so interesting to me. Now, let's move on and discuss something that an intriguing study that you all did recently on when you make a claim, does it affect your home insurance? Now, I've done stuff in the past. I've been doing consumer reporting for a long time, and I've done stuff in the past where there's been indications that if you make a water damage claim on your house, it goes into something called a CLUE report, which can affect your ability to get insurance. Is that one of the things you're talking about?
Well, this is definitely one of the issues that comes up for home insurance. And it also comes up for auto insurance. And the CLUE report that you're talking about is a database that has all of your claims history for property damage. And this is really a very little known bit of information about the insurance industry. Those claims are there. They follow you around. So even if you shop around and you shop different companies, they are able to see your claims history.
Okay, and that's what car insurance and home insurance companies would go to look at to see what kind of pattern of claims you've had.
That's right. And so they can see, are you somebody that's filing a lot of claims? You know, maybe you're just an unlucky person. You know, you have a lot of things happening to your property. But they will use that information because they believe that if you filed claims in the past, that means statistically you are more likely to file claims in the future. And that makes you a riskier customer in the eyes of the insurance company. So they're going to increase rates if they believe there is a reason that you could be a more expensive customer for them down the road.
Well, you could
That's why claims are important.
You could be a careless driver or a careless homeowner, which
That's right.
would create, cause you to have more claims. All right, let's just talk a little bit about the whole CLUE, which is, it's called a comprehensive, I've forgotten what it means.
Yeah, it's complicated. It's the comprehensive
claim.
Loss underwriting database.
Yeah.
It's one of, there are several out there. CLUE is just one of them, but it is the most common.
Mm-hmm.
And so if an insurance company reports information to the CLUE database, and if they're a member of that database, they're able to look at it for a prospective customer and see what your history has been.
So this may be a case where if you have a minor fender bender and you're willing to absorb the cost of it, you may not run a report it to the insurance company, or you have minor home damages. You may
That's right.
want to take that, especially if you have a high deductible. Why report it?
That's right. And this is the issue. We really want consumers to think carefully before filing claims. It might seem great to, you know, get that financial payout for a small claim, but if it's going to impact your rate for multiple years into the future, it could actually end up costing you more than if you had just paid for that small claim out of pocket to begin with.
Laura, do consumers have access to what's in their CLUE report?
They do. They absolutely do. And it's kind of like your credit report. You know, you can request it. There actually is no limit, whereas a credit report you can only get once a year for free. Your CLUE report, you can get at any time. And I really recommend that consumers pull that report. It's interesting to see what's there. And, you know, you also want to make sure that it's correct, that there's no incorrect claim history there for you.
Yeah, because that can happen on any report, like it can happen on your credit report.
Yes.
So how do consumers go about getting their CLUE report?
Right. So LexisNexis is the company that maintains that database. So going to their website allows you to just simply request it. They will send it to you in the mail. And it's a really easy process.
And you don't have to pay for it?
You don't have to pay for it. It's free. And I believe that there is an unlimited amount of reports that you can get for free.
So this would be a good thing to maybe annually check your CLUE report to make sure there are no claims against your car or your home that aren't valid.
Absolutely.
And if there is, I assume there's an appeals process?
There is. And this is another smart thing for buyers of homes to take a look at, too. Only the seller of the property or the owner of the property can request the CLUE report. But this is a smart thing for a buyer to do, to ask the seller, you know, say, hey, I'm interested in looking at the claims history. Would you please pull this report for me? It's free. You know, and maybe my offer is going to be contingent upon that report being satisfactory.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really great thing to do in preparation for making an offer on a home.
Wow. Well, let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Laura Adams, a senior analyst with InsuranceQuotes.com. And we're talking about your home insurance and how a CLUE report can be so essential. You know, it's funny, I've reported on CLUE reports in the past. And Laura, I was totally astonished at how many consumers would contact me and say they'd never heard of it.
It's true. It's very, very kind of underground, sort of a mysterious part of the insurance world. And I do think that consumers need to be aware that, you know, this is playing a really big role in what they're paying for insurance. And it has to do with all of the history on a particular piece of property. So that history may be affecting your rate on a home, and you don't even realize it.
Well, and you may not realize it until after you've bought it. I suppose that could happen. So ideally, the owner, the buyer of the property should ask the owner to provide a CLUE report so that they can see the history of claims. That would also alert you if there have been water damage claims in the past.
Absolutely. And, you know, certainly not everything that's happened to the property will be there, but if it has been related to an insurance claim, you'll know that, you know, it's going to be there for you, and then you can use that information to your advantage.
Laura, will that information, let's suppose this house has had three previous owners, would that CLUE report include information from each of those owners, or would it be only the current owner?
It does follow the property.
Okay, that's what
well
we want.
As well as the person, so you can get that information as a history of the property. And I think that's important because maybe somebody only owned the home a year or two and then sold it. You'll be able to see what happened to that property over, you know, multiple owners, perhaps in some situations.
Okay, so people can go to the LexisNexis, that's LexisNexis website, and get a CLUE report. CLUE, just like it sounds. Get a CLUE, right?
Yeah.
I think that is a very significant thing. Can you answer the question, let's suppose you're the homeowner and you've had a flood in your basement. Now, you can clean it up and you're probably not going to have a lot of damage from it, but water damage is one of the things that makes insurance companies look at you with a frown in their face and their voices because of its water damage. Is it wise not to report that to the insurance company? I mean, I'm not trying to be deceptive here, but how does a homeowner judge when they should report something to their homeowner's insurance?
Right. Well, certainly, you know, if it's caused by a flood, a real flood, that will not be covered by regular homeowner's insurance. But if it was maybe, you know, a leak, a roof leak, something else that's not a technical flood, mm-hmm. then it would be covered by your homeowners. And, mm-hmm. and it's a great point. Should you, you know, disclose it? Should you claim it? I think what it comes down to for the consumer is the cost of repair.
I see.
If the cost of repair is really higher than you are comfortable paying out of pocket, you're going to need to turn to your homeowner's insurance for relief. If it's something that is more minor or you have the financial ability to pay for out of pocket, you know, I think there's something to be said for taking care of that on your own and making sure that you keep your claims history as clean as possible.
Mm-hmm. because it follows you. And how long do items stay in a CLUE report?
Yeah, typically it's going to be anywhere from 5 to 7 years, and each of the databases are a little bit different. I believe the CLUE report is at least 5, and it may even go up to 7. So that's a pretty long amount of time, you know, that you're going to carry this claim with you, and it's going to impact not only your rates with the current company, but your rate at any other company that mm-hmm. you shop.
Well, I think the significant thing for me here is the prospective buyer to ask the seller to provide this report, since, as you said, homeowner can get a CLUE report, which is a good thing. I mean, you don't want people just going around willy-nilly getting reports on people's property. So the owner has to ask for it. Now, if I were a buyer and I ask an owner for this kind of information and they didn't or wouldn't provide it, that would make me hesitant about the house.
Absolutely. I think if somebody's trying to hide something or, you know, not want to be forthright with the history of the home, you definitely want to think twice. And many states have disclosure requirements where homeowners, you know, do have to disclose what they know about the home. Mm-hmm. But what's really great about the CLUE report is that even if something happened prior to that owner's time in the home, you would be able to pick up on that as well. So it's just a really, you know, really valuable piece of information.
Do you have any idea how many prospective buyers actually ask the seller for this kind of report?
You know, I don't, but I bet it's very low.
I bet it's
just
small.
Because, you mm-hmm. know, people are not familiar with this database in general.
Yeah, I know. Every time I report on it, I get a lot of questions about it. People are very interested, but they didn't know it. They weren't aware of it. And that's a little surprising to me, but I guess not. You don't buy or sell a house that often, and so maybe people don't even think about it. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like an insurance agent who's acting as an agent for the buyer would be recommending to their clients that they get this kind of information.
Absolutely. And it could be that the insurance company doesn't get involved until after the fact. You know, mm-hmm. it's like all
but
of a sudden
it's
surprise.
Too late. Yeah. And who wants to be caught, you know, standing there with, oh, my God, my insurance is going to cost how much? I hear you. Exactly. Okay. So we are anything else that we need to tell our listeners? We have a couple more minutes about the CLUE report.
Yeah, I think, you know, just thinking about these potential rate increases, you know, what that means for you, our recent insurancequotes.com study about home claims found that across the nation, making even just one claim can increase rates an average of 9%.
Whoa.
And this varies very, you know, drastically by the state where you live. Just like what we talked about with deductibles, mm-hmm. the state where you live plays a huge role in this. So, you know, we're looking at rates, you know, as high as 19% increase.
Wow.
You know, and 18, looking at Maryland, we have about an 18% increase just after one claim. D.C. is about 15%. Virginia is about 13%.
Holy Moses, that's a lot.
Those are really hefty hikes in your rate just for one claim.
So as you say, you really need to sit down and carefully analyze whether or not you want to make that claim.
It's a situation where you may want to discuss it with your insurance agent. But another part of this to be wary of is that even if you don't make a claim, the agent may put some damage that's occurred to your home on your CLUE report.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
So
can
it
happen.
Can also, you know, it can be financially devastating,
right,
even if you don't make the claim. So
Laura,
it's a little frustrating for consumers.
It's been fantastic having you on. You're great information. We have to do this again. I've been talking with Laura Adams, a senior analyst with insurancequotes.com. I'm Shirley Wooker. We've talked about insurance, car insurance, and home insurance, and how you can save money or end up inadvertently paying more without you even considering it. So I'm Shirley Wooker. You're listening to 1500 AM. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.